You are listening to Here Comes the Sin Podcast, where you'll learn about topics related to career development, improving money management, and wellness. I will cover actionable advice for the everyday hustler. Vamos con todo. If you're ready to pursue your dreams and visions, then you are where you need to be. I will be sharing the most embarrassing moments, difficult times, and strategies on how to overcome your biggest fears. Whether you're just starting college or joining the workforce, or have your own business, you have a community here. I am your host, Marisol Ibarra, a first-gen graduate and professional traveler and coffee lover. Here comes the sun with new opportunities to become a better you. Hello, hello! Oh my gosh! It feels so weird to be like recording because I haven't done it over like 6 months, but it feels so great to be back and being able to record episodes and being able to like just walking through like the process of doing a podcast outline or like thinking about what I've been wanting to like share with folks. And like I think like I've been wanting to record episodes for like the past couple of weeks or even maybe months since like March or early February. And one thing or another, I always seem to like not make the time for it, even though like in my mind, like I know that I want to like record and that I want to create this content. And like for some reason, like I always like ended up like putting it off. But I think journaling and like just doing the inner work, like I came to the realization like, no, like I truly want to start doing more podcast content and being able to connect with folks through this platform. I know that it's not as easy to connect with folks because it's obviously like you're just listening, maybe you're on your way to work or you're on your way to school, whatever the situation is. It's not like you're like we're connecting one-on-one, but it's like a way for me to like tell you something that is going on in my life or like how I'm navigating a certain situation. And also like I'm super open to like feedback, like on my social media platforms, like on Instagram, sending me a DM through like the podcast page or like on my own like personal Instagram. And I think like I want to be able to be like accessible to be able to connect with folks. And I think the importance of why like I even started the podcast was like just to form a community, just so that folks feel seen and feel heard, like, and sharing it through my own kind of lens. So there's been so many topics that I've been wanting to talk about or to discuss about, like, you know, maybe like what does it mean, you know, I'm in my I'm finishing almost like my first year of my MBA program, which is like crazy to think, because when I last probably recorded the episode, like episodes, and maybe in the last year I was like, hey, I'm gonna start grad school, or like I applied to grad school. So now it's like, wow, like a year has passed almost since like those, like I guess when I like got admitted and I was like, you know, making my decision. But I'm hoping that a lot of future episodes talk about that experience. But I think a topic that I want to start back, you know, this new season of Here Comes the Sun podcast is to talk about more about how we're like super multifaceted people. And because of that, oftentimes we feel that we like need to fit in this box, right? Like either you stand on one side or you stand on the other side. But in reality, like it's not that simple, right? It's not black and white. And I think like our experiences that make us who we are make, like, that's what makes each person so different. Like, there's nobody, like, to think about, it from this perspective, is like, there's nobody out there that is exactly like you. Like, there's no one in the world sharing the same experiences. Like, of course, like, you know, in the world that we live in, like social media, like, of course, there's certain things that people gravitate towards, like certain hobbies or certain things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're the same. Like, we have commonalities, but that doesn't mean that we're, like, the same, you know? So I think that's one of the things that, like, I want to, like, talk about, because it's not something that, like, I hear people talking about, like, oh, like, you know, my identity, or, like, this is who truly who I am. And I think for me, it's important that I, like, that I share that, or that I, like, bring it up in this episode. Let's get started on the topic. So you might ask, like, oh, why does Marisol want to, like, talk about this topic? And I think over the last couple of months, I think I've struggled majority with like defining who I am. Like, for example, I attended like a couple weeks ago the Stanford Entrepreneurship Summit. And when I was, like, introducing myself, like, of course, like, I share a little bit about, like, my identity, or, like, I share a little bit about, like, you know, from my 9-to-5, I'm a legislative director, I work on state policy, and then I'm also currently, like, a part-time MBA student, and I have a small business of Aguas Frescas. So it's just, like, this identity, or, like, presenting myself with all these different titles, right? And it's, like, how do I take ownership of that? Like, how do I own each thing that I'm doing because I want to do, right? Because I get the opportunity to be able to hold these roles. And by holding these roles, I get to show up as, like, my true self. And I think, like, sometimes it's like, oh, like sometimes I feel like, oh my God, like, that sounds, like, way too much. Like just, you know, just share one thing. But it's like, no, I can't share one thing, because the other things shape who I am, or, like, shape who I am currently in this moment in my life, right? Like, it identifies me as, hey, like, this is Marisol, like, in this stage of her life. And maybe the day of tomorrow, I might not have a business, or I might have another business. But it's, like, redefining and being like, yes, like, taking ownership of that identity. So I think, like, that's why I kind of share from, like, both perspective of, like, is it more like a challenge? Is it more like, you know, like, it's a challenge, but also, like, a benefit, right? Because people are like, oh, yeah, like, that's cool. Like, she's doing the things that, like, move her. She's doing these things that get her excited. And I think when I talk about these different things, they're like, oh, wow. Like, people can see, like, my excitement. People can see, you know, just, like, me embracing that, like, that identity. And I think there was a point, I guess, where I, like, questioned myself of, like, maybe Marisol, you shouldn't be saying, like, oh, you know, I do this, this, and this, and that. Like, people might rub it the wrong way, or people might not really understand. But I think over the last couple of weeks, it's like, no, like, I'm, like, in order for me to show up authentically, like, I need to describe all those things. And like I came to the realization that there's gonna be times in my life where like maybe this podcast was like the main thing that I was sharing. Like, this was the time, there was a point in time, you know, maybe when I started this podcast, where it was like, I work my 9 to 5, but like, I'm also like, you know, a podcast host, right? Like, I would always give that identity. People would always be excited. And like, there's still times now where I'm like, hey, I'm also a podcast host. And people are like, wow, like, that's so cool that you get to do these things. And even though, like, I want to remind people, even though you might not be doing these things every single day because, you know, like, you just don't have the time or you don't have whatever it might be, it, like that doesn't mean that you're not that. Like, that doesn't mean. Or, like, maybe, you know, like, whatever season you are currently in your life, that's such... Like, you can still identify as that, right? Like, you can still say, like, hey, yeah, I'm a podcast host, even though I haven't recorded any episodes, like, in 7 months. But yet, if I want to decide, yet if I want to record content and I want to, like, share my ideas or share my thoughts on my platform that I've created with my listeners, then I have that ability, right? I'm, like, choosing to do this. And I think, like, a lot of people kind of, like, I've noticed people in different, like, they take their professional job so seriously. And I'm just like, dude, your job is like I get it. Like, that allows you to pay your bills. That allows you to, like, survive and even thrive, you know? But that's not everything that you are. Like, you are much, much more than the title of your job. Because, and like, I constantly remind that also to, like, even like people entering the workforce, like you are more, you're like more valuable. Like, you're much more than the roles that are, like, given by society. Like if you want to take ownership or, like, be known for something, like you have that ability to give that to yourself. Don't wait for somebody to come and tell you, like, hey, Marisol, you're actually a small business owner. Like, no, like, I have to own it. Like when I present myself, like, no, I am a business owner. I'm a small business owner. And like, and I don't have to wait for somebody to come and tell me and give me that stamp of approval. Because if you are constantly, like, waiting for that stamp of approval, I'm sorry to tell you, but it might never come. It might never come. And I know it's like hard to, like, to think about it, like, that approval is never gonna come. So if it's never gonna come, how do I switch my mindset to say, no, like, nobody needs to come and give me this permission. I can give myself this permission. Or, like, if you need a permission, like, if you're in that mindset, I give you the permission right now. I'm telling you, like, yes, you can be a photographer and do something else completely different and do Pilates or, I don't know, whatever. Like you, or maybe you're doing photography and you're like, oh, I'm just a photographer. No. You're a photographer, but you also have a business tied to that. Like, you can be profitable. Like, and I think as first gen professionals, we're, like, navigating the workforce, but we also, in us, we know that we're, like, meant for, like, other things. Like, you know, we're meant for, like, other things or, like, wanting to start new ideas. But then we always think of, like, I think we're always trying to, like, how can we help somebody else? How can we serve somebody else? And of course, you can serve somebody else. But also, you can charge people
Like not everything that we do needs to be nonprofit, right? Like our business, like we can be profitable businesses. And I know, like, it might seem like, oh my God, Marisol, like, you're all over the place. But I think, like, at the end of the day, like, we can be, like, super multifaceted people. And we can be, you know, like, pro-employees, you know, pro-union. But also be like, no, but I also understand, like, where you're coming from through my business lens as a small business owner, as, you know, seeing my parents navigate a business. Like, you can be both identities. Like, you can be a business owner and be like, you know what, I'm not gonna treat my employees that way. I'm gonna give them a livable wage. And if I can't give them a livable wage, maybe, like, I'm not in that, you know, maybe you're not in that step in your business, but, like, you can be a profitable business and also have, like, very strong values. You there's that ability, right? There's not like just one thing and like that's it. So I think like that, so that's what like I kind of like wanted to like talk about. Like you can be both things. And now like I guess like given like where kind of I'm coming from, I kind of want to talk about like how to like shift or like how to shift our mindset to like take ownership of those identities. Like you might be like, all right, well, Marisol, like I see where you're coming from. Like, you know, I can be pro-employee, but also, you know, like understand like the business margin. So I can understand like how to generate revenue. So like, you might ask, but like, how do I start doing that? And for me, like the way I kind of started like questioning that is by simply being curious. Like curious within my own personal life, right? Like curious about why are things like showing up this way? Why are things coming up for me this way? And just being curious of like, am I putting myself in this box? Or like, who's telling me to put myself in this box? Because sometimes it's just ourselves. It's like our mind is telling us like, oh no, like Marisol, you're only this. You can't be this other thing. But in reality, it's like, no. Like Marisol, you can be in multiple boxes. Like you can be part of, you know, the chambers of commerce and understand like all the business perspectives. But I can also stand con mi gente, right? Like I can also defend mi gente. Like I can fight and defend and advocate for my street vendors. And I can be both, right? I can be both. And like, for me, it's like, don't let anybody tell you that you can't be both. And, you know, and I think that's like the beauty of you creating like your own pathway, right? Like creating a pathway that maybe you didn't see. And then what's like ultimately gonna like end up happening is like, you're gonna stay so truth to your values. Like you're not gonna forget where you came from, right? Like you're not gonna forget like your struggles. And because of those experiences in your life and you wanting to be like, all right, you know, like when you do get invited to those other tables or those other conversations, you're gonna be able to bring that to the table. You're gonna share those experiences and maybe those other people that were, you're like kind of like elevating or you're like moving up, you're going to be able to bring those experiences and transform the conversation and move the narrative or be like, you know what? We're actually going to be investing. You know, if you're in the VC world, like we're actually going to be investing in that business. Like that business can be successful. And that's why I say to people like, yes, you can be for mi gente, para mi gente, like not forgetting where I come from. But also bringing that identity to other spaces where you're interested in. When you're like, I can actually, like, I'm interested and I want to contribute. And I know that it's hard. And it's hard to walk into these places when people don't look like you. When people don't understand, like, the struggles it took you to be there. But maybe somebody else is like looking at you and like you're like inspiring them, like, damn, like I see Marisol doing that, and like that's something that I strive to be, or I strive to like be able to have that confidence to like ask those questions and like not call out but kind of call out people. And I think that's like the most important part. And yeah, so that's where we're at right now. I think I want to make it a kind of a shorter episode. But I guess to recap and to conclude today's episode is embrace your multifaceted identities and challenge the societal thinking of the black and white thinking. Like you are whatever you want to be. Like you are a CEO, you know, you are a content creator. Like you are whatever you want to be. And with that, I leave it there. But if you are excited, I guess, to listen to this new episode, please let me know. I want to be recording more episodes, and I'm hoping that I get to record more episodes. My goal is right now, just so that I get started and get motivated, is maybe one episode per month. But if I do see engagement, and if I do see people like resharing, reposting, or commenting, and like, hey Marisol, work on a topic on this, then I might be doing two episodes. But as of right now, my goal is to do an episode of like what's currently happening in my life or what I'm struggling, or like send me a DM, be like, hey Marisol, talk about this episode, or hey Marisol, like what would you do in this situation, or like hey Marisol, like let me come on your podcast and like, you know, coach me through what I'm struggling with. And I'm like super open to that. I'm open to trying different things on the podcast. But hasta la próxima, and thank you so much for listening to Here Comes the Sun podcast.